the Pashki Sisa and the Pashki Chet Eagle. So there are a lot of different dinyanim in the Chet Eagle. Obviously, it's never a stira. A person, Lamosha, if a person does an avera, you can say that he did it because he's a baltaiva. You can also say he did it because he doesn't have enough Yerushimayim. If he'd know that the Eibush is looking at him, would punish him, so that the person would never do the avera. And that's the hesbin all the inyanim, the Chet Eagle, that all of them have some makim because all of them are in some way. You need different components to satisfy. You need a rationalization, you need a taiva, you need a heta bitzad, the psukim v'chulu. So all that stuff. I want to buy even an etzad that's less, it's usually less emphasized. The parasha of Chet Eagle starts, Vayar ha'om ki boishes Moshe l'redes minahar, that they saw that Moshe came late. So the opening nekuda of the Chet Eagle is that in time they were getting impatient. It was getting late and he's not coming. And like the Chazal Dash and Boish is Boshesh, that he said he'd be back within 6 hours in the 40th day, and they thought the 40th day had happened already and it didn't happen. So Bemela they did the Chet. So if the Shirish nekuda is the coming late and the problem at the time. So Vaistay said in a certain oimik, that's the sherish of it. I mean, it's true, it's a yechatim tzvi, it's a horror to show he died and so on, but the sherish with Chazal Shtolodos was that it was boshesh and they got impatient. There's a yalkut in Sisra in Shoftim. The yalkut says there are six people, there are three people who did not last a full 6 hours b'shalvosam, and the shisha that didn't last b'shalvosam, the shleisha that didn't last b'shalvosam was Adam Arishin. Adam Arishin, it says boishesh, that v'leis boishoshu, meaning they did not have 6 good hours. In Chet Eagle, it says that ki boishes Moshe l'redes minahar, and by Sisra it says ki boishes lovi. So Chazal Dashnu, there were three people who did not have 6 full good hours. So he says Chazal vo'imer on this nekuda of not having sheish as being the nekuda, the underlying nekuda for these inyanim. It needs a hesber. Also, Chazal darshin eila. The word eila means it's a lashon avera, and that's why in different places, in different piyutim, they avoid using the word eila because eila is a lashon avera because they said eila hecha yisrael, and b'meila eila is a lashon of avera. Also, like to understand where the eila gam eila si shachachno. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I'll forget eila. Meaning I'll forget the Chet Eagle. Chet Eagle is referred to Miloshen Eila, and it needs to understand what's the good. You're right. The word Eila Lechisol is used over here. The word Eila is not a terribly significant word. I mean, what's the one more Indian in this Indian over here? Chazal say that what did it look like when the Chaisol did the Chet Eagle in Shemayim? What it looked like? It says Moshe Rabbeinu was giving the luchas to. Akash Baruch was giving the luchos to Moshe Rabbeinu Shemayim, and as he was giving it to him, so the luchos was 6 tefachim long. 2 Moshe was holding on to, 2 Akash Baruch was holding on to, and 2 was in the middle. And as they were holding in the middle, the Klai Yisrael did the Chet Eagle, and there was a tug of war, and Moshe Rabbeinu schlepped away from Akash Baruch Hu, and that's the way Chazal described it. So the pshat is, if Chazal describe it as such, it means that was the only zman in which it was shayach to do the avera. Because the avera happened at that moment, it implies two things. First of all, the pegia was only shayach then. That's when the chet could be chal. And secondly, the chet, that was the only time when the chet could be done. The zman for the chet was at that moment in the sinah. And it's a Dovazema Darshani. It's that was a moment of a certain Mitzias of a tremendous Kirva. Moshe had two, and Akash Barak two. And I mean, the Maralx, I don't remember if he stells it to, but or it's stelled to by a lot of people to Shnai Moichs, at Mokim Shadim Magas, at Mokim Shadim Magas, and the Shayach Loiku. I mean, it's stelled to this Indian over here, that it was Mamish, there was Shneim Kaviyachol, or Toifsin Bayad, and there was something in the middle. But Al-Kaponim, the Chet happened over there at that moment. Why? How? There's a Pasuk in Mishlei. There's the Musig of a Shaita and Averis are very, very overlap. And Eron Chayta Gasper Ruach Shtus, a Chayta is called Ksil in a lot of places in Tanakh. There's a term for a Shaita and a Rasha, a certain type of a Shaita and a certain type of Rasha that the overwhelming majority of the usage. I mean, I looked it up. It's used in Mishlei probably 90% of the time, and maybe 3 or 4 times someplace else. And that's the word Evil, Alevav Yud Lamed, which loosely translated is either a fool or a Russia. It's a type of double meaning of someone who is not a Pekech, not a Chochem, and someone who's a Russia. What is so? The first time it's used in Mishnah, the pasuk says Derech Evil Yosha Beinov, v'shemeh le'etz chachim, that the Derech of the Evil is good in his eyes, and a Chacham listens to Eitzah. So the first thing is there's a contrast between Evil to Chacham, and then there's a contrast between the Evil is Derech Evil Yosha Beinov, and a Chacham is shemeh le'etzah. So the Goyen is Masbir. The different, what is Evil? He says Evil is a type of Shaita that his shtus is that he does things lefi muskel rishon, or if we can call it impulsively, the way we would say it. It's somebody who as soon as he sees something, he snaps to it. That is the musig of Evil. Whereas a Chacham is somebody that is more thought out. Or better, the Goyen says that the correct definition of the correct opposite of an Evil is an Orum, Ayin Reish Vav Mem, someone who is very well thought out. I mean, we translate Orum as being shrewd pretty much. And there's a targum, famous targum by Nermu Mayim, the waters piled up in the Yam. So the targum Yonason says is Chakmu Maya, the waters became smart. Chokhma. In other words, water is Pachas, Pachas Kamayim Al Toisa. Water is always flowing. Water never builds up to anything because it's just in constant flux. So the Evil is a person who's like Pachas Kamayim. The opposite is Orma, which is a Chachma that piles up things. And Nermu Mayim is Chakma Maya. They're exactly parallel both in Yonim. Zelumaseh, the Evil is as soon as he sees a machshava, as soon as he sees an inyan, as soon as he thinks of something, it's done, and there he's that's where his foolishness lies. And Meirich Gisa, the Chacham is someone that's Miloshan Arum, the Arum, who's the opposite of the Vil, piles up things and it gathers up. So on the practical level, yeah, I mean, it's always, if a person thinks of a second, it's not well thought out. I mean, if a person thinks longer, it's more thought out. I mean, that's the pashtus, that's the same way of looking. But it's much deeper. We're dealing here not just with smart and stupid Mitzad and Yonei Chulin. We're talking about Hagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where smart and stupid and Toiv and Ra overlap. The stupidity of the Evil is Ra, and the toiv and the toiv of the Arum is the chachma of the Arum is toiv. We're talking here about a tchuna that affects not simply how capable the person is. If you think 5 minutes about something, certainly you're going to understand and make a better decision if you think 1 minute about it. We were talking about a deeper nekuda mitzad this yachsus HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. There are a lot of inyanim chazal. L'mashal, it says by a boyle nida that the asidin litnas adin because termisin. Termisin is something that you have to cook it a lot of times till it becomes good. And boyle nidas rushed; they couldn't wait until the thing became a tukin. It says in Chazal that had other Marishan waited until the seventh hour, then he told Shabbos or after Chatzos, he would have been able to eat from Neitz Adas. And it says that other Marishan Itzadas paga ochlo. He ate it when it was not ripe yet. He ate it when it wasn't ready yet. Kili jumped the gun. I once heard from my Rebbe at Tushtaltz, Gemara in Enabab Metzia. It says there's a lashon rish ezesim, like Russia, rish ezesim. So it says the Gemara says rish ezesim are zesim that are not ready yet. In other words, the word resha deals with something that's not ripe yet. I'd want to understand it in more mitzad the toichen of the inyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga is a person is not taifis the entire hanhaga, and therefore, just like when a person is taifis a chelik of bria, it becomes avodah zarah. A person takes a stick, takes just like it's called in the Lashon Ramban and in other Rishonim, it's called mekatzitz benetias. That's what the Gemara uses the Lashon Ramban. Ramban uses it frequently. If a person looks at the sun and says how wonderful the sun is, and he disassociates it from the whole tapestry of Hanhaga HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is Avodah Zarah, that's the Shoresh of Avodah Zarah, and that is Mekatzitz Benetias. That's Pashut to understand. There's another Nekuda of Mekatzitz Benetias that's a lot more subtle. And the different, and that is the nekuda of zman. Just like the world appears to us in three dimensions, and if a person tries to remove one dimension from the other ones, he got a wrong picture. If a person focuses at the sun without seeing the moon, if a person focuses at the fire without seeing water, or any chelak at a bria, he automatically, that's avodah zarah. The tfisa of splitting off a part of the bria from the other part of the bria, that's avodah zarah. If a person takes a segment of time in the bria, a person takes a still from the movie, then the person, that's avodah zarah. Avodah zarah means any time a person looks at part of the picture, then he's automatically cutting it away from the rest of the picture. And he's looking at it, it's wrong, and that's avodah zarah. That's mekatzitz benetias, taking a part of the bria and making it a barrier b'fnei atzmo. Even if the person, for Yisrael, even if we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs everything, but if a person gives any type of hanhoga to the sun or to the levana or to the kerchavim, then that becomes avodah zarah in its own right. So mekatzitz benetias is a type of problem where you take a prat away from the rest of the picture. It's in a deeper way. It's shayach to understand it in terms of hemshich. If a person takes a segment of time, and he looks at it in itself, then he sees it wrong. That is automatic. The Avil is someone who looks at things at Hagen HaKadosh Baruch Hu as they are. The impulsiveness is not just because the person's, not just physically doesn't have sitz flesh. The person's perception is, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's toiv, he couldn't have created anything around the world. Here's a fruit. You mean to tell me HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a bowl of poison in the world? It's a very sharp taina. Let's take a look. Here we have in front of us we have a bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kulei toiv. Here it is. So that is kfira because the person looks at it in terms of here and now. If a person deheres it mitzad the hemshich, paga ochla means that Adam HaRishon deheres it basher husham. And just like a chelik of the bria, avodah zarah, when you're dealing in space, so to speak, a chelik of the bria in zman is the same kitzutz benetiyas on a much more subtle oifin. So the chet of Adam HaRishon was paga ochla because his taina was, this is ma'isi Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam was put there, lis'aneg. Here it is. How can you say it's bad? He's right. It's not bad. But what you're seeing, the way you're seeing it now is a vilus. You're seeing it as something that is cut off. When you would see the whole picture, that's when you would get a feeling that's when it'll become good. And we once said over by Korach, the Zohar says that Soif Oisius Tzadik Katoma Yifrach is Korach. To find Korach in a good pasuk, but what's the remez of Soif Oisius Tzadik Atom Yifrach? The Teretz is, it says Korach was misled by his Ruach HaKodesh. He was misled by the fact that he saw Shmuel Anovi would be the manhig. He was misled by the fact that it says in different places Leviyo would become Anhoga. The Teretz is, he didn't realize that there's a tchila and an emtsa and a seif. When the thing is full grown, that's when Shmuel will be the manig of Klai Yisrael and not Moshe, which is Bnei Banav of, which is Tetzov of Koyach, of Leviyah. Leviyah maybe will someday have Anhog of Kuna. But Lemaisa, taking a segment and not understanding that it has to be part of a picture, that there's a tchila and an emtsa and a seif, that was where he went wrong. So Korach's tfisa was emes. If the tfisa would have been that you have to wait till it becomes ripe, that there's a mahalach, it's going and going and going, and it'll reach a certain point. Being tefisit at a nekuda as such is wrong. So lemaisit tzadik atoma yifroch it means the safe pasuk. That's what happens. The same thing was the chait. We started off asking the sheirish of the chait of the eagle was with this mistaken zman. The teretz is because they didn't give it the time. Not giving it the time is not just a type of avera of midas ros that a person is bohul, like adam bohul or mamoinoi or whatever. It means that the person, there's a certain lack in amunah, or let's call it in the tfisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga, that the person sees the anhaga of the here and the now and doesn't see it in hemshech. If you want to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga, you have to see the whole thing. I mean, a pasuk we say in Berachos HaMazon, a frum person once told it to someone, and the person was frum, but he was a very small, small person. And he said, he refuses to say the pasuk Nara Yisi Vigam Zakantiv Lara Yisi Tzadik Nezav Zaran Vakish Lachem, because he has seen a Tzadik Nezav Zaran Vakish Lachem, so he can't honestly say it. The person didn't read the pasuk. The Gemara asked the Kasha, who said this pasuk Nara Yisi Vigam Zakanti? David HaMelech? David HaMelech was too young. He's not a Zakin. So the Gemara says it metatrin Sarei Shel Oilam. Sarah Sha'olam is Ki'ilu Dan Hoga that stretches from the beginning till the end. He said, Nara Yisi Vigam Zakanti, Velor Yisi Tzadik Nezav Zanvak Shlachem. It's seeing everything in context of from the Sheirish till the Seif Pasik, that's where the person that has the Seif Pasik. And he hears that there was no Tzadik. Now, the Tzadik wasn't left. The Tzadik wasn't abandoned. The word Nezav is abandoned. He wasn't abandoned, the Tzadik. The Tzadik was being led through a series of Mahalchim that would go to a Seif Pasik. That's the pshat over there. Nimtzinu lemeidim. So the aveira of the boishesh was that they saw things as such, and it's not there. Same thing in Megillah. Gemara says by the, there was a pekida, and they mistook this man, the seif this man, Arashvesh mistook the cheshbon. All these mistakes in cheshbonis are not just math mistakes. They're mistakes because the person is eager to take the snapshot of the picture and not see the film, not see the whole mahalach of it. That's the pshat mechazal, that there were three they didn't have shalva for 6 hours. The Maral says the numbers 6 and 7 is as follows. 6 are all the tzadim of a cube. In other words, 4 are the boundaries, 4 form of a flat figure. 6 is a cube. And in our physical world, a maximum is 3 dimensions, and that's a cube. So what's the 7th? The teretz is the 7th, the way the Maral calls it always is the nekuda emtsoyis, that is the nekuda emtsoyis that keeps it all together. It's wrong. It's people picture it kilo. They just say the center point. You know, there's 6 walls and there's a center point. It's a deeper connection than that. A person brings into a factory metal and rubber and pipes and glass and leather. Basically, it sounds like a description of a junkyard. If there is a plan, if there's an idea of a car, so that becomes the center point. Oh, this is the engine, this is the seat, this is the door, this is the window, this is that. The nekuda emtsoyis that Maral speaks about is ki'ilu, the nekuda of tziruf of all the halakim. That's the nekuda of emtsa. It's not a physical point, but just like the emtsa happens to be the point physically where everything comes together, in toichen, the shviyas is always the things that it's the nekuda that makes sense on all these parts. The place that is most dangerous, when a person heads into 7, when a person reaches 7, so everything fit into place, there's no shilas anymore. Mizma Shiloyema Shabbos, we say that the end of Mizma Shiloyema Shabbos is that he saw Rishoyim, and Vayitzizok Kupoya Oven Lishamda Madiat. In other words, a person that has the shleimus of Amuna when he gets to the end point. Shabbos is the end point, and it puts everything else into context. The all the shisha comes into context. So the Shabbos, once a person has everything in context, there are no more shilas in Amuna anymore. As a person gets more and more pieces, the closer he comes to the division between Sheish and Sheva, then that's where the person, that's where the Shilas becomes stronger. Because I've seen already a lot. Now Yisrael becomes a Kanti. I'm not that old, but I'm already a little bit Zakanti, and I still don't have an answer to Tzadik Nezov. So the Mokoyim Pgia, the place where you want to describe someone who rishes the maximum can last is the full 6 hours. When a person crosses over the full six, at the end of the 6 hours, the 7th hour is bechreach. You can't have all the parts of the car without having the car. Or if they're snapped into place, you have the 7th as well. The place, the chet of Adam Rishon came before Shabbos, before the Friday slipped into Shabbos. It was before there was Shisha Shas, which already means that's Rubik Kikulei, that is already in there already, before the sun set. That's where the Mokoyim of Evilus comes in. The Mokoyim of the chet of Egel is as the Sheish, and Sisra is its own parasha, we'll speak about some other time, but the Lamaisa, those are the Inyonim that three people did not live to see the full Sheish. That's what Avera was. There's another Knech, there's another Nakuda here in the Pasuk that we started with. The Goyen says, the Pasuk is that the Derech is Yeshara Be'enei the Evil, and a Chacham hears that Sas of and hears Eitzah. there's a difference between Re'i and Shmir, the Goyim points out. And it's an akuda that's very important to understand. Re'iyah we favor over Shmir. Re'iyah to us is a much chesh v'chush. Re'iyah has the advantage that the person sees the entire picture in one shot. That's the advantage of Re'iyah. And the disadvantage is that the person is misled because he doesn't see his eyes are not anticipating not the picture before and not the picture afterwards. That's ayin. That's the ma'il of ayin, it's the chisaron of ayin. Shmir is because the person is, on the one hand, listening, trei kol lo mishtamet, a person needs to hear separate words, a chituch hadibur, a revach bin parasha l'parasha. There needs to be ongoing series. And if a person stops in the middle, he says, one second, I haven't finished. Listen to the whole thing. When a person sees something, he says, oh, I see it. I mean, I don't need anything more than that. I see everything in front of me. When a person listens, a person says, waits to hear the entire story, because the mahalach of Shmir is hemshech of Diburim. The mahalach of Re'iyah as such does not allow you to benefit from anyone else's Re'iyah or a prior Re'iyah or after Re'iyah. I mean, I see it. You're going to come and tell me you saw something yesterday, that's Shmir already. That's not Re'iyah. So Re'iyah can never take into account what was before and was after. And Shmir is a hechatimtza where a person is able to take into account the Nara Yisiv Gamzakanti, Sha'ala Vichav Yagetcha, and so on. Shmir is able to take in everything, and Re'iyah can only see things as they are. So the Evil, it's Yosha Be'enov. Derech Evil Yosha Be'enov, because the Evil sees only Re'iyah, and he's so excited because he sees it in front of him, and that's it. So Evilus takes Re'iyah as its chush. Shmir is the chacham is shemeh eitzah, meaning Shmir can take something from someone else, and the person can get a much fuller understanding of what he saw, and that's why he's a chacham. That is a second nafkemina between Evil and chacham in this mahalach. In the chipazin of the cheta of Klal Yisrael, on the one hand it says the min told Rava, I'm a pezizo. You were very, very impulsive. The kadmu pumaychul, and before you even heard what the Torah was about. How could you be so impulsive? That you said nasiv and nishma. So Rava answered him, by us we were mekayim the pasuk tumas yeshorim tanchem. The pshat is a person can be impulsive only if he latches on to a mahalach that has the entire picture. Lemushel, if I go to a doctor for treatment and I think that doctor is competent and capable, even though he tells me something that doesn't make sense. But he knows how such a disease, the cause of such a disease, and what happens to it in the end. So I can be mistamech on him, and when I'm mistamech on him, then the person becomes then the person has the advantage of Shemeh Eitzah, and the Chochmah of Shemeh Eitzah is, if I latch onto a part of the entire Mahalach, I'm still doing right. Because I always see the part as the entire Mahalach. I'm not taking the doctor's Eitzah because this is all he knows. It's because he knows how the disease happens and what cures it, and how other people have been cured, and what happens, how something progresses, and so on. So the min told Rava that you are bohil, you are pachas, and he answered, but the reason why we could do it was because it was a tumas yesharim tanchim. Because we were shemeh eitzah from someone, we shtol zechzut to the nasa v'nishma of we shtol zechzut the mahalach of shmir. That's why we could have such a mahalach of pezizus, or so-called pezizus. The Chet HaEgel started with Re'iyah. Vayar Ha'om Ki Boishes Moshe. The Chet of Adam was a struggle between the Shmiya of Shemea Lekoili. Why aren't you Shemea Lekoili? And Vatar Ha'etz. Vatar Isha is Eitz. The struggle between Shmi and Re'iyah is always the struggle between the Sheirish of Chet and Toiv, of Ra and Toiv. The Sheirish of whether anything that is Paga, anything that's not ripe, anything that's not ready, anything that's taken by Sheh Usham is Rishis. It's wrong. That's the Metzius of it. It's Ra. Anything that's taken in the context of from the beginning till the end is Toiv. The shaila is, where does a person shel zech tzu? The Chazal say einayim aroyas, the lev is misavet, lev choymed, and the person doesn't have aveira. The einayim roya, it's not only taiva, because when a person sees something, so the person becomes a bal, his taiva becomes his oyer. It's true, but it's deeper than that. Every time, the minute a person is in the re'iyah mode, he's bal korchuk wrong. Because Re'iyah has a way of obfuscating the truth, because it you deal with it now. The picture in front of you is vivid. Ah, I see it. This is the way it is. There's nothing more to think about. That's the teva of Re'iyah. Shmia is always, what's the mucker? Where did he hear it from? And you have to hear the entire story. You know that no segment of it is emes kashal atzmi. That's the teva of Shmia. So whenever you find a struggle in big between Aveira and Mitzvah, it's between being Shemea B'Kol Hashem or between the Vayera Om or Vayar Om or between Vatera Isha. That's always the struggle between those two. The Metzias of these in Yonim and Ageah, first of all, Nemuna. When the problem is, whenever we're presented with some sort of nisayin and amuna, we're always the problem is because we're most affected by what's lefaneinu. Whatever you see in front of you makes the strongest reishim, and b'meila you can't deal with it in the context of long term. Bifrat, we don't know what's long term. We don't know what happens, how happens, where something starts, where something finishes. One of the milas of Zkenim, Lamashal, you take an Eitzah from Zkenim. The Chazal say that Lo Yenuke Eitzah and Lo Yisaba Taima. It's because a Zaken is someone that in a mini way has seen some Tziruf of Inyanim. It's his Chushim, his sense is more in Hemshechius than it is in the here and the now. He's seen too many stills. It starts to become more of a film and not stills. That's the Maila Zikn. So in Emunah Bechlal, the person Shaila is the person. When a person sees something, a person shouldn't say why. A person should say where to. The Shaila is never why, because it's Mufrach. I can never understand Tsar Ra. Or anything in Minei Obey. I can only understand it. Mizma Shel Yom HaShabbos, Toiv Lo Yis Hashem. The Mokoim where a person could find the answer is only in if he finishes all Sheish. If a person interrupts in the middle, if a person tries to be Oymer on the Emes in the middle of Sheish, the person has it wrong for sure. If the person sees just a Vayatzitzu Kol Poyal Oven, then the person sees a Stirat Emunah, and Lisham Damadiyad is only at the end. It's only at the end that they become. It says by Ayin Beis, Kapitel Ayin Beis, it says by David HaMelech also, Vani Kemat Natoyu Ragloi, that I Kemat was my emuna was shaken when I saw the shalvas v'shoyim and v'amal enashay neimoy. They never suffered. They don't have any problems. It's good. The v'shoyim, you have it smoothly. And he says ad avoy el mikdoshe keil avina ad achrisam. In other words, the answer to ra and to toiv is always nachrisam. There is no answer in the here and the now, because the here and the now is not the picture. It's only nachrisam.
So the metzias of emes and emuna lies mitzad hemshich, mitzad gemar, and the metzias of ra lies in the here and the now. So in yoni emuna, a person has to understand that if a person is sensitive enough, that things bother him, and that's a mila, that's a mida taiva admai, that the person cares, and a person is aware, and a person is sensitive, a person has to understand that the emes will lie in shmiya and not in riyah. And it's also in a more practical, in a yana a person wants to do. A person has the shift between being a rasha to a tzaddik in personality, is the shift between looking at things short-term and long-term. Why do you want this? I feel like doing this. Beseda, but what's going to happen to the rest of the week if you take off today? What's going to happen to the to this? Yes, you do feel like doing A or B or C now. That, we're not arguing with that. But learn to feel things longer. The first change a person makes as a mature adult is when a person is younger in school. So a person, every day they can play hooky is kule revach. Because that's the metzias, you know. A day that I got out of the system is a revach. A person gets a little more mature and he begins to see the tachlis of what he's studying. So a person says, I'm going to miss a day. I'm going to mess it up later somewhere along the line. Maturity means a person begins to get a shminishev, a shminishev zikna, and looks at things with a longer fanem. The change in personality between being a tzaddik and a rasha is that a rasha is like Rishi's Asim. Everything is taken as it is. It doesn't learn to be sensitive to the mahalach of something. What will taking a day off do? It'll break up a week. It'll break up this. It'll do that. The person doesn't even think like that. There's a struggle between Yitzhar and say fine. But the difference in two is so in a deeper sheirish, the metzias of toiv, the metzias of ra lies in the re'iyah, in the here and the now, and that's the sidechet egel, sidechet of the eitz hadas, and the toiv is always lies in the shmir. It lies where the person shtal zech to the arichas advarim. The person dehares that things. It up, they're cumulative. A person's life and mice are cumulative, and the chacham is someone that when he shemeh eitzel, like it says, commentary like the shemeh yunam. When a person is a shemeh, that's it leads him to a place where it has an achris and a soif. Shabbos. Yeah. What?
Why they say the eila?
Ela is a segmentation of something where a person takes something this and nothing more, nothing else. It's so the chet of ega lies in Ela, where a person focuses on a thing, not on a mahala.
How is it different than by like Samson's Zeh Keli?
Zeh Keli is we also spoke about Mizois. It was only because they were able to hear that there's a hemshach to it. In other words, they saw it. But in a chanami, wherever you focus on something, and you Eila carries in itself also the fact that you're talking about a few in Yanim. It's like every avodah zara is the minute you isolate something, you split into a few pieces. Eila lehecha Yisrael. It's you know, that's where you've splintered down into a few pieces. Zeh means they still have some sense of it, but we spoke about mizois, mizeh. When a person says that, there's still a feeling that it's coming from someone, just sees a I'm sure. Yeah. In other words, the Maral says, it's a chaval, I didn't say it. The Maral is a very beautiful, the Maral defers Yisrael, what? Okay, the Maral says in the Pharisee Yisrael, before there was Torah, there was no makom for chet. Behemoths don't do averus. So, you know, there was no makom. After the giving of the Torah, there's no machet either, because it's finished. It's in the middle that they were the makom for the chalos of chet. The Maral says in the Pharisee Yisrael. The Gevaldik of Chavad and said it's sort of, that's what the Maral says. The mokum of Pagia of Chet is in that middle stage, when you're struggling between the beginning started and the end's not there yet. That's the, Chavad, okay. Good you reminded me.